With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Costello. Colorado voters may only get one chance to see the candidates for U.S. Senate square off in a debate before the November election. Scott Franz has more.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner accepted 5 debate invitations, while Democratic challenger John Hickenlooper accepted 4. But right now, there is only one that both have agreed to, and it's in Pueblo on October 2nd. It will be televised and live-streamed. Hickenlooper has held double-digit leads in most polls. However, a recent survey from Morning Consult suggests the race might be getting more competitive. It showed Hickenlooper with a 6-point advantage over Gardner. With their in-person events limited during the pandemic, both are running ads touting their records of helping Colorado's economy. But Hickenlooper's most recent ad focuses more on criticizing President Trump. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Colorado automatically sends mail-in ballots to residents, but you need to send in any address changes at least 8 days before Election Day. The ballot needs to make it back to the elections office by 7 p.m. on Election Day. A wildfire sparked north of Rudai Reservoir in the Freeman Creek area on Saturday. The Forest Service said that the Smith Fire has been contained to less than 1 acre. Smoke jumpers and one helicopter assisted in the initial response. Officials said yesterday that containment lines built by firefighters over the weekend had stopped the blaze from growing and that the fire was no longer active. A new leader is cutting costs at the U.S. Postal Service in a way that's backing up mail around the country. Could that affect the November election? The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Mail-in ballots in our region could be stalled by mail delays, but some votes will be affected more than others. For example, voters in Nevada will just have to post their ballot by Election Day, regardless of when it arrives. Utah, where everyone gets a mail-in ballot, also gives some wiggle room. Ballots there need to be in the mail the day before November 3rd and arrive at least 6 days after the election. The rest of the Mountain West requires that these ballots are back to the office by election night. The Postal Service recommends requesting a mail-in ballot at least 15 days before elections and sending it in at least a week before Election Day. However, all ballots can still be hand-delivered to designated offices on voting day and still be counted. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Colorado automatically sends mail-in ballots to residents, but you need to send in any address changes at least 8 days before Election Day. The ballot needs to make it back to the elections office by 7 p.m. on Election Day. A study of cell phone data is being used to figure out who is most likely to spread COVID-19 in Pitkin County. As Alex Hager reports, it's broken down by where people are from.
The numbers are a combination of how many people from a specific place are in Pitkin County and how prevalent the virus is in their home area. In late July, the most likely spreaders of coronavirus were from Texas. In second is Rest of USA, a combination of places that are so small they wouldn't show up otherwise. Pitkin County residents are third, with Florida residents close behind. Pitkin County epidemiologist Charlie Spickert says the level of visitorship from those places is similar to years past.
But they will rise to the top of this graph if their point of origin also has a high prevalence of disease.
Only a month earlier, Pitkin and Garfield County took the top 2 spots. That change likely represents an increase in out-of-state visitors and a bump in virus rates in the southern U.S. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Daniel Costello.